After the committee vote Wednesday, Newbill refused to answer reporters' questions.
Mr. Newbill, is it true that you've changed your mind on the HRO, working for JEA that now has a directive from the mayor?
Mr. Newbill's not available right now. We're not going to have an interview until after he's been
He has one more.
I mean, this is a confirmation process. This is a valid question.
But he's not always so tight-lipped. He spoke out last year while filing a complaint of racism against Circuit Judge Mark Halsey. Newbill has also vocally opposed expanding Jacksonville's human rights ordinance to include LGBT people. Since then, Mayor Lenny Curry banned LGBT hiring discrimination by public entities, including JEA. But Rules Chair Garrett Dennis says it's inappropriate to ask Newbill about the HRO or the ongoing federal investigation into JEA's alleged racism in hiring or an internal investigation into racially insensitive emails.
I don't think trying to hijack his appointment is going to make a difference at JEA. Using him as a scapegoat or beating up on him in a public forum isn't going to change.
But aren't those questions fair, considering that he will be on the governing board of the electric utility?
They're fair, but again, to beat him up in public, we have the chairman of JEA here.
Who has also refused to answer any questions.
Dennis on Wednesday filed a bill requiring JEA and other public entities to report their progress in diversifying their workforce. They would also have to review their CEO's commitment to equal opportunity employment every year. And the bill recommends creating a new city director for equal opportunity. Newbill's nomination will need to be confirmed by the full council. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.